As a quarterback, I love sports. But sometimes when I get hit on my blind side, front side, and put on my backside, I wonder, is Sport Clips better than sports? Because Sport Clips Haircuts is sports on TV, plus a relaxing haircut, hot steam towel, and massaging shampoo. Which is better than sports plus Sport Clips. It's a game changer. Check in online at sportclips.com.
Hey everyone, welcome back to She Thrives. It's your girl Laura Bennett here, and let me ask you this, have you ever felt like you were holding back? Like there are emotions bubbling up inside you that just don't get the chance to breathe? Ever feel like you're walking on eggshells around certain people, afraid to truly open up? Well, guess what? You're not alone. That feeling of bottled up emotion is something so many of us experience, and it can seriously weigh us down. But today, we're going to talk about how to create a safe space for emotional expression both within ourselves and in our relationships with others. Trust me, this is a game changer. It all starts with understanding that emotions are like waves, they come and go. Trying to suppress them is like trying to hold back the tide, it just doesn't work. When we allow ourselves to feel our emotions fully without judgment, we create space for growth, healing, and deeper connections. Now, you might be thinking, easier said than done, right? And you're not wrong. Building a safe space takes conscious effort, but the payoff is worth it. So let's dive into five key takeaways that will help you cultivate that emotional sanctuary. First up, practice self-compassion. Ever notice how we're way harder on ourselves than we are on others? We need to ditch the inner critic and treat ourselves with the same kindness and understanding we would offer a friend. When those tough emotions hit, remind yourself that it's okay to feel them. It doesn't mean you're weak or broken, it just means you're human. Next, cultivate active listening. When someone shares their feelings, truly listen with your heart and mind. Don't interrupt, offer unsolicited advice, or try to fix the situation. Just be present, validate their emotions, and let them know you hear them. Remember, sometimes people just need a safe space to vent and feel understood. Now, set boundaries. This is crucial. It's okay to say no to situations that drain your energy or make you uncomfortable. Remember, protecting your emotional well-being is not selfish, it's essential. Surround yourself with people who respect your boundaries and make you feel safe to be yourself. Think about nonverbal communication. It speaks volumes. Your facial expressions, body language, and tone of voice can send powerful messages. Make sure they align with the message of safety and acceptance that you want to convey. Finally, practice vulnerability. This is where the magic happens. Sharing your own authentic experiences, even the messy ones, creates a ripple effect of trust and connection. When you show up as your true self, others are more likely to do the same. Remember, vulnerability doesn't mean weakness, it's a sign of courage and strength. Ever been in a situation where you just felt like bursting into tears, but you held back because you were afraid of judgment? Maybe you were at work, surrounded by colleagues, or perhaps you were with friends who seemed too preoccupied to really listen. That feeling of wanting to express your emotions but holding back can be incredibly isolating. It's like carrying a heavy weight that nobody else knows about. So remember, creating a safe space for emotional expression isn't just about talking, it's about actively listening, being present, and showing genuine care. It's about creating an environment where people feel comfortable sharing their truth, knowing they will be met with understanding and compassion, not judgment or criticism. Take what you've learned today and implement it. Start by practicing self-compassion, actively listen to those around you, set healthy boundaries, pay attention to your nonverbal communication, and don't be afraid to show up authentically. Remember, true connection and growth happen when we allow ourselves to feel and share our emotions freely. Until next time, keep thriving. Don't forget to subscribe to She Thrives and share this episode with a friend who could use a little dose of motivation. Let's build a world where everyone feels safe to express themselves fully.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.